97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Gibbons.
I mean, I get excited watching you play. I really do.
When I look at this film with a guy in your face, that's awesome, man.
Joe Torti.
And the first time I saw you throw a ball, I said, this guy's got a natural passing delivery. This guy's got a lot of arm talent.
The Crossover, right now on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Yes, indeed. What is going on? 901 on 97.5, The Fanatic. It is NFL draft night. Here for us as we broadcast live from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, following a great lead-in from Jamie Lynch and Andrew Salchunas, alongside my partner here, partner in crime, my brother. We haven't been together for a while, but hey, you get 2 days of us. JT, what's up?
I'm Joe. Nice to meet you, Devon. I've heard a lot about
nice
you.
To meet you
I've
as
heard
well.
That you do great
That's a
work.
Nice hat.
Yeah, thanks, man.
You're
Appreciate
very
it.
Welcome.
I'm wearing a golf hat in hopes that golf might return soon. Because I think that that's about as socially distant a sport as you could possibly execute.
Yes.
But we're here, and
we
I'm
are here.
Happy about this.
We are here, and the NFL draft is underway. The Philadelphia Eagles, as of right now, still own the 21st pick in the first round of tonight's NFL draft. The first, what is it, five picks are off the board?
And the sixth is in.
And the sixth is in with the Los Angeles Chargers. I said it right. I didn't go San Diego. I went Los Angeles Chargers.
We'll see how you do a pick 12.
Yeah, thank you. And first of all, quickly, anything surprise you so far?
No.
Even with Thomas going to the Giants.
No, because, you know, Devon, this is something that we've talked about a lot. The thing that you hear the furthest away from the draft is always right. That's always the thing that's the most true. And it was that Andrew Thomas is the best tackle in the draft, and then in the last 15 minutes, it's Wirfs, and it's all of these other guys, and it turns
and
out...
15 minutes, you mean in the last 2 weeks.
Well, that's right. No, yeah. The real time, 15 minutes.
All right, the pick is in.
With the sixth pick in the 2020 NFL draft, the Los Angeles Chargers select Justin Herbert, quarterback, Oregon.
Okay.
I did not think that was going to happen.
I did.
No, you did?
To me, not a big surprise right there. They went quarterback. Phillip Rivers moves on. He is now with the Indianapolis Colts. And we just saw Tua go off the board at number five to the Miami Dolphins. And now right here, the Los Angeles Chargers with the new stadium and everything that's coming. The fact that they're moving on from Phillip Rivers, mm-hmm. right? They do have weapons there already. They're trying to get themselves a young quarterback to groom for the future. Why not start here with Herbert? You disagree?
Well, I thought that Herbert could be a guy if there was going to be someone who slid that you wouldn't expect to slide. I thought it would be him. I'm not sure how in love teams were with his interviews. I don't know how much. Just you look at the progression year on year, wasn't really there the way that you'd expect it to be for Herbert. So I didn't know really if that was something that was going to hold people up. But clearly does not affect the Chargers one bit. As there was no hesitation, and they were just pulling the trigger there. So that means that of the first six picks, three of them are quarterbacks. And now the question becomes, will there be a run, or is Jordan Love not a first-round quarterback?
Or will there be a run of more offensive linemen to start to drop other people off? But quickly with the Herbert selection here, before we start to get into the birds, Joe, the thing is for me, with everything that we've talked about, you said the interview process, the only thing is, there have not been really the extensive interview process. It's new with how they're doing it. So maybe they are simply going off of the tape with everything they've seen. The scouting that they have done all season long, relying heavily on that, and they're playing it a little bit safe in this case because of the new way of how they have to approach the draft this season because of everything with the coronavirus. So, again, I just felt like this is, you know how we heard it early? More teams may just simply go safe
because
of what is going on. And this could potentially be, even though it makes sense in terms of the actual position, it's the safe pick as well.
Well, plus the other thing that we were talking about, Devon, and we were together while we first were hypothesizing this, that Tom Brady was a surefire target for Los Angeles.
Yes.
And not just because they need a quarterback, but because they got embarrassed last year. They played 16 road games last year in that soccer stadium and everything like that. At the very least, you draft Herbert, You can show your work. It makes sense. And it also generates some interest for the new stadium and to hopefully generate a new generation of Chargers fans that have clearly not been there the last couple of years.
And the best uniforms in the NFL.
Oh, so good.
Easy.
So good.
Right? Man. Okay. And one more. I was speaking to someone in Los Angeles earlier today, and we were talking about the Rams and the Chargers. And the what I got was, no one, number one, could care less anymore about the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yes.
Period. They do not care. So you have to go out there and you have to kind of strike a fire underneath that city, if you will, you know, to kind of get some of the interest in Los Angeles, having moved from San Diego, now competing with the Los Angeles Rams, who have already been to the Super Bowl. But even the interest there is starting to drift away because they have moved on from some popular players.
Right.
They still have their quarterback who was owed a lot of money, so on and so forth. They have a lot of work to do, and you know how it goes. You have to get that franchise quarterback to increase that interest in Los Angeles, no less, where you have to compete, and you're going to share a building with the Rams. You have to go out there and get a quarterback to compete now with Jared Goff and the Los Angeles Rams. Joe Torti, Devon Givens with you as we are underway. Pick number 7 on the clock, the Carolina Panthers. Matt Rhule and the Carolina Panthers right now. The Philadelphia Eagles still hold pick number 21. Not much buzz out there, Joe. As it stands right now, we're waiting to see where the run is, whether it's on the quarterbacks again with Jordan Love, more offensive linemen that could start to push people back. When is the first wide receiver off the board? When do we finally start to hear, Joe, about the Philadelphia Eagles and some potential movement? A lot of the draft mock drafts out there today had them moving up. Some had them staying put. A few, of course, had them drifting back. Wide receiver, corner, linebacker. And I know you and Tyler Zuli are really big on the linebackers in general. But as we sit here at 9:07 tonight, Joe, pick number 7 on the clock right now with the Carolina Panthers. How are you feeling based on the information that you have heard today? The stuff that you reported a couple of weeks ago about Howie Roseman and loving CeeDee Lamb being the apple of his eye. How do you feel tonight?
Well, the things that I'm hearing, a couple of things, right? Or the things that I'm feeling, let's put it that way. The fact that the CeeDee Lamb love comes out a couple of weeks ago, and then the report from Philadelphia, Natalie Eganoff had it first, about the knee issues dropping Jerry Jeudy. People are going to read that as coming out of Philadelphia and being like, oh, Philadelphia likes those two guys. It suggests to me, actually, they're probably not interested in either. It suggests to me that it's probably Henry Ruggs who's actually the guy. You know what I mean? Like, because this smoke comes out and things like that, and Howie Roseman talking to DeSean Jackson about how he wants speed and everything else. It seems like, you know, once again, the thing that you hear the furthest out makes the most sense, that Ruggs is probably a guy that they're hoping would fall. And we've talked about potentially Ruggs going first among all of the wide receivers just because of that speed. So I don't think that there's been anything disastrous so far, though, for the Eagles. So far, if you're the Birds, everything's kind of gone according to plan, and your draft board hasn't gotten all messed up yet.
Yeah, and listen, let's be honest. We all thought this would be too early for things to start to panic for the Philadelphia Eagles. So let's see where we are in a few more picks to see if we really start to worry. But right around that 9, 10, 11 range.
I think you know if you're screwed by 16, right? Because you've got like 3 or 4 teams that could easily take wide receivers before then.
Yes.
So you'll know.
You said 14?
By 16.
Oh, by 16.
So like after the Denver Broncos pick.
Yes.
Because Denver seems to really, really like Justin Jefferson. Seems to really, really like him. And, you know, he's been in a lot of people's projections the last of the 4 top guys off the board. So that would mean a Murray or a Queen or a trade back for a Rager or something like that potentially. So I'm not sure. This Panthers pick is going to confuse me, you know, in running up to it, because it could be Simmons, who's probably the best player available.
Yes.
It could be Derek Brown from Auburn. Because
love that choice.
Well, you know that Carolina just loves it. They can't get enough interior defensive linemen. That's just on brand for the Carolina Panthers.
So. But is it on brand for the Carolina Panthers led by Matt Rhule now? That's the question.
As far as I'm concerned, I'd have this arrangement with Matt Rhule. I'm like, listen, I know you got all the money. You can handle whatever you want to do free agent-wise, and we'll find a way to make it happen. You leave the draft alone.
We'll give you Robbie Anderson.
Right, yeah. If you want Robbie?
You want
Teddy Bridgewater? Find ways to make this happen for you. We got the draft.
We're going to handle the draft for you. Absolutely. We have the draft covered for you tonight. That's Joe Torti. I'm Devon Givens. Back again with you, and we will be with you tomorrow as well here on The Fanatic. We will be joined by Tim McManus at some point throughout the night. Sal Palantonio will also join us. Two of the ESPN guys, and the pick is in.
Come on, Panther fans. With the seventh pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Carolina Panthers select Derrick Brown, defensive tackle, Auburn.
Okay, you called it. Simmons or Brown? They went Brown, and as you just said, on brand.
Super on brand.
For the Carolina Panthers. What do you think?
Keep pounding, baby. That is something that I like to pick relative to the value available. I like the need that they had there because clearly they cannot get enough interior defensive linemen. I think overall this is a good thing. I think that it's good for everybody, and it's especially good for the Eagles. No wide receivers off the board, no linebackers off the board. I want my option if I'm the Eagles to take whatever I actually want.
Yes.
Does that make any sense? I don't want to be forced into taking something by whoever's left.
Yes, and this is a good pick. Great story, too, with Derrick Brown overall. And a solid start for the Carolina Panthers at pick number 7, going with the defensive tackle. So if you want to join us on the phones, we will open the phone lines up. We already have some waiting on hold. Ray, we see you. Everybody else, 610-632-0975 as we take you through the draft tonight once again before the pick was in, letting you know both from ESPN, Tim McManus and Sal Palantonio will both join us at some point this evening once the Philadelphia Eagles pick is in to get an idea of what the thinking was with the selection that was made by the Birds tonight, whether it be moving up, staying at 21, or dropping back and then making that decision there of what to do. We know Howie Roseman likes to acquire those extra assets. He gave up 2 in the Darius Slade deal with the third pick, third round pick, and a 5th round pick. So will he try to accumulate more assets and get that draft capital, as they like to say, out there back in the cupboard for the Birds? Now, if it is a linebacker, Joe, we again talked about this plenty when we've talked, you've done the shows with Tyler Zuli, I have as well, and you guys are big on the linebackers. Let's assume, as you mentioned, both of the linebackers with Murray and Queen, and they do fall back. Which one? Well, explain why both would fit the Philadelphia Eagles defensive system led by Jim Schwartz with what they have up front now, including adding, right, Javon and all the great stuff that they did with Darius Slay and everything there. They don't have any linebackers, but we also know that Howie Roseman and the Philadelphia Eagles, to your point of the Carolina Panthers, keep pounding. They value the same up front. Not necessarily in the middle of the field with the linebacker, certainly on the back end with the corners and on the outside with the safeties now acquiring Darius Slay. Linebacker is not necessarily something that we lean on, but we've heard a lot of smart people in the football world pin a linebacker on the Philadelphia Eagles at pick 21 if they are still in that spot and the wide receivers are gone. Which one do you like the most? How do they both fit?
Well, so I like Kenneth Murray the most of the two, but I do very much like both. And the reason that I like Murray is that, to me, he projects as more of a playmaker than Patrick Queen is at the next level. I think Queen is absolutely a tackling machine, a cover guy, sideline to sideline. No problem with that. It just seemed to me that watching, Kenneth Murray had more of a knack for creating the forced fumble, creating the interception, the turnover. Like, to me, the X plays just seemed to matter there. And the reason why linebacker does matter to the Eagles is now your defense is as fortified as it's probably been in like the last 5 or 6 years. I don't want teams to have a spot to attack. I don't want them to say, all right, you know they got nothing at linebacker.
There's a weakness right here.
You survive defensive line. You survive an enhanced secondary. You just go at linebacker. If you have a studded linebacker with the defensive line doing what they have, probably an average linebacker can go sideline to sideline. And this is with all due respect to Nigel Bradham. Probably an average linebacker can do Nigel Bradham stuff behind this defensive line. If you get an elite-level linebacker, you're talking about a guy who's potentially a problem and can wreck some games for you. So that's why I really like linebacker there. Are there? I meant to ask you this, Devon. Are there prospects that you going into this? I'll ask you this after the Cardinals here.
Well, let's go with the Cardinals.
With the 8th pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Isaiah Simmons, linebacker, Clemson.
Nice pick.
You take best available, right?
Yep, nice pick.
And you take best available. Hey, you don't need a wide receiver because you went out there and you got DeAndre Hopkins. So
and Simmons in the last 3 weeks.
You're like, good.
My goodness.
Good start for them as well. But look at this and what it means for the Arizona Cardinals. Again, Isaiah Simmons. So things are pretty much falling into line. It's chalk at this point in terms of the names that we expect to be in these spots. And they're moving along. We're now at pick number 9 with the Jacksonville Jaguars, where we could start to see wide receivers run off the board. But to your point, once again, you were asking, first of all, Simmons with the Cardinals, what do you think?
Like it. They have experience with guys like Deion Buchanan and Tyrann Mathieu who have moved around all over the place. Not sure where to put these guys and stuff like that. They have experience with this. Isaiah Simmons' best stat or best place is going to be at safety. If you put him at safety, I think that he's almost a queen on the board, as opposed to, you know, a guy who's more of a bishop at the linebacker position. He can still do a lot of stuff. But you just look at how important the safety spot has gotten. Unbelievably important just to the Eagles, right? Like, you look at all the things that Malcolm Jenkins did. Isaiah Simmons can do that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I really, really like that.
And you had a question before we go on a break. You asked me about prospects?
Yeah, they're prospects that you've either fallen in love with or prospects, first-round guys, maybe guys tied to the Eagles, that you really don't like, that you've heard.
Because
I know you usually wait till late to get into your college bag, and I haven't gotten the chance to ask you.
Especially with
that.
Us really, like, look, right now we're in the, and we've been doing the draft the last couple of years together.
Yeah.
But I'm in NBA playoff mode, right?
Yeah,
starting
exactly.
This past weekend.
Yes.
But they don't have it right now, so this is where we are. So the guys that the one that I've really, really liked, of course, this entire time, being that where they were at 21, was still Justin Jefferson. Mm-hmm. Because I get the idea of he's a slot receiver and where people look at the slot receiver and say, why are you going to take one at pick number 21? He is going to be in the slot. He's not on the outside. You need that on the outside. You need that speed. You need, right? But I also looked at it like this. Number one, as happy as we were for Greg Ward, you can draft over Greg Ward. He is Greg Ward, with all due respect. Number two, you don't have anybody like him right now on your roster. And you arguably, as much as we want to say about Greg Ward, Nelson Agholor is still Nelson Agholor. He is now gone. You need to replace that as well. And while you can do that maybe later on, if he is the best right here, right now at pick number 21 for the Birds, and the fact that the NFL is what it is offensively,
mm-hmm.
where you are regularly out there with three wide receivers.
It's a starting player.
It's a starting player. And it's one that a lot of people look at and say, yes, while he may be on the inside, you can still move him around a lot. We know the creativity that we've seen from Doug Peterson with his offense, where his wide receivers are often running along the line of scrimmage, in motion, on the move, doing different things, running behind Carson Wentz, running in front of Carson Wentz for a handoff. There are different things that you can do offensively with Justin Jefferson. And you continue to hear, Joe, he is NFL ready. You can plug and play with him and get him on the field as a wide receiver. So I still maintain that that is one that I like as a Philadelphia Eagle draft pick at pick number 21. And I'm not going to say I don't like or fall in love. I don't like hearing center at pick number 21. As much as you root for Ruiz being a local guy, the best center in the draft, absolutely. But not at pick number 21. We know Jason Kelce has been talking over the last couple of years about potentially retiring. He waited until late to let us know publicly, even though the Birds may have already known that he was coming back. But how long are we going to play that game?
All right?
Now, they are going to need a center.
The flip side of that is he's coming back.
He's coming back. So you can wait. You can draft one later.
There you go.
There are a few, a Temple prospect out there as well. You can draft some later where you can groom them, have them replace Jason Kelce, because no matter who it is, Ruiz or anybody else, they're going to sit. Okay? Now, you may have them in a rotation of a swing guy where you might play some guard for you a little bit from time to time if somebody gets dinged up.
Sure.
Whatever it might be. If Kelce gets dinged up, yes, you can put him in a reserve role. But right now, you have Tobin, who they like, right? You have Samalu, who can move over and do other things. They right now don't need a center at pick number 21. So while I like and root for Ruiz from Michigan as the center, they simply do not need a center right now. I did not like hearing that talk.
I got you.
When it came to someone that they could potentially draft at that spot. Yes.
By the way, the Jags pick is in. they've been tied to Jerry Jeudy for a really, really long time. Like, that's been a very common spot for him. They just released Marquise Lee yesterday.
Patriots signed him today.
Patriots today. Marquise Lee's a guy in college and in the pros. Good player.
And I meant Matt Pryor, by the way.
Matt Pryor.
Sorry.
I gotcha.
That just jumped in my head.
But if, here's what I'll say. If the Jaguars don't take Jerry Jeudy, then teams actually are worried about the injuries, because Jacksonville's been burned by a talented wide receiver with injuries in the past. So that thing becomes much realer if a team that needs a wide receiver just released one. Marquise Lee, who's probably their best wide receiver when he was healthy a couple years ago. If he is, Judy's not the guy here, the knee is concerning teams. So that's something that I'm looking for here at pick 9, as the pick is in.
And we know that Tom Coughlin is not making a call, right? He's no longer there.
Right.
This is a different regime here as they make the selection. In just a few seconds or minutes here, because the pick is now in, but that would be interesting to see. But I got to be honest, it has been jumping all over, though, as much as they've been in on Jeudy. It has been jumping all over with what they would do at pick number 9 if someone like Simmons fell, which he just went off the board.
Right.
And now with different players still remaining at this time right now up there very high, where you could still go with someone like Becton. They want to make sure they protect Gardner Minshew. Do they go corner someone local where they have a better feel of a guy like C.J. Henderson out of Florida at the cornerback position after losing Jalen Ramsey last season, right? So there are a lot of different ways they can go. Yes, they do need a wide receiver. Releasing Marquise Lee, that is something. So we'll definitely pay attention to see what they do here, and it could obviously impact the Philadelphia Eagles if one goes here, starts to drop down. Where does that go? Do they start to move up as well? 610-632-0975. We are awaiting the commissioner from his basement with the pick for the Jacksonville Jaguars at pick number 9. Is it a wide receiver? Is it a defensive player?
Is it a quarterback?
Ooh. I mean, listen.
Right?
You're not locked in on Minshew, are you?
And if so, why?
Yeah. And once again, the man who's calling shots, he's no longer there. He's no longer there. So they could go quarterback here. Everybody's talking about getting cute, right? You want to go up there and you want to take Jordan Love? Why not right here? Are you really going to do that?
It's not a bad spot.
Do they go somewhere on the defensive line as well, Joe, just because of the fact that they have so many issues right now with Ngakoue and his public spat with the ownership group and wanting to move from there? And as we await again the pick being in, they keep telling us the pick is in, but they won't.
We know!
So
tell us who it is.
Tell us who it is so we can go to break and get to our phone calls. Here's the pick.
With the 9th pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select C.J. Henderson, defensive back, Florida.
Okay.
There you go, Devon.
There you go.
Nailed it.
You go corner. You stay local. You know how they do it a lot of times with the right? And it always seems like it's in this area, right?
Mm-hmm.
That 9, 10, 11, they're in this area. They go with the guy who is local, who has the local ties, but is a top pick, top-level pick. Right?
I hate this pick.
They go there. Why do you hate this pick?
I anticipate that they could have gotten more out of one of the other positions that you mentioned. Not even quarterback, but defensive line, wide receiver. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love it for the Eagles. Hate it. Hate for Jacksonville. Not a big fan.
Well, C.J. Henderson is the selection. Jerry Jeudy now available for the number 10 spot. Cleveland Browns, who will not, we don't think, take a wide receiver. 610-632-0975. When we get back, we'll have the Cleveland Browns pick for you. Ray, Tom, everybody else, sit tight. 610-632-0975. Things are starting to get interesting as the wide receivers have not been taken yet. They're still on the board. What are they going to do for the birds, Joe? What does that do? What does that do?
Trade up when one goes.
All right, there you go. You heard it, Joe Torti. I'm Devon Givens. We'll be right back here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. Back to our coverage of the 2020 NFL Draft, live from the Fanatic War Room on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, welcome back, Joe Torti, Devon Givens, as we are now at pick number 11 with the New York Jets. Joe, during the break, Cleveland Browns went in a different direction. Huh? Offensive tackle.
Jedrick Wills protecting Baker Mayfield.
Yes. That's what they did, and what do you make of the selection? Are you surprised that it wasn't a wide receiver or even a defensive player?
Maybe I shouldn't.
Or different offensive linemen.
Maybe I shouldn't have been, because you know Kevin Stefanski's been around good offensive lines dating back to his college days, but certainly during his time in the pros. So, you know, that clearly we've seen the formula work, building in the trenches and stuff like that. And to be completely honest with you, Cleveland's tried everything else. They've tried wide receivers, they've tried corners, they've tried safeties, they've tried linebackers, they've tried everything other than building in the trenches.
Yes.
They got one right with Myles Garrett before he tried to decapitate Mason Rudolph. It doesn't shock me that they would be trying to fortify the lines here. It's actually a decent pick.
I got you. Now the Jets are on the clock. They do have a franchise quarterback in Sam Darnold. You actually like him a little bit more than most people, right?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I like him more.
Right.
I didn't earlier. But I see, like, development, and I'm like, okay. Some things are happening.
He has no offensive targets that really... Robbie Anderson?
Gone.
Left.
He's gone.
He's gone. What do you do here? Do you go wide receiver? Do you go Judy, who is now at pick number 11 available? CeeDee Lamb, the same. Ruggs was not really looked to be before those two, but also available. You're the Jets. Where do you go here? And it obviously has an impact on the Philadelphia Eagles at pick 21.
For sure. If it's receiver, it's probably not Ruggs, right? Because they just got Perryman. That's probably their speed dude, right? So if I'm the Jets and I'm looking wide receiver, I'm probably looking at either Lamb or Judy, who I think those two guys are in a class by themselves. And then there's the other guys are at a secondary tier to those guys.
But is it Ruggs, second tier, and then Jefferson, third, and then everybody else, fourth?
I have Jefferson in the same tier as Ruggs.
Okay, and then everybody else.
I actually have another guy in that tier who will not go in that tier. Michael Pittman, I think, is in that same group in terms of the talent.
Who did I? Bowen said it yesterday when he was talking to Tim. In one of the articles, Tim McManus, that he had Michael Pittman Jr. also up there. And he said, I know a lot of people don't have him this high, but I do.
Yeah, I think that he is, without a doubt, a top four wide receiver production-wise in this crew. But I don't think he'll go next. I think you're talking about guys like Rager could go next, Mims could go next, Ayuk could go next. I think that there's a lot of guys who would go before Michael Pittman that he's going to outplay. But we'll see. If it's me, if I'm the Jets,
you are the Jets,
Lamb or Judy.
And now we know Joe Douglas, formerly of the Philadelphia Eagles, he's calling the shots, right?
Yeah.
And he knows what his former team needs as well. But guess what? He needs to worry about more so what his team needs. And they need somebody to get for Sam Darnold to grow with at that wide receiver position.
And watch 12 here, too, because if Judy goes...
Vegas.
Yeah, 12 is a spot that I talked about the Eagles targeting and getting to. Like, I thought that was a money spot. So that means if Howie had pegged that, for example, Judy's going to last to 11 and he is in love with CeeDee Lamb, or and he is the apple of the eye, then 12 is the spot. And that's, you know, what I kind of put out there too. So
and
we'll see.
And you know, before you've given out the example of the Pittsburgh Steelers trading for Devin Bush last year, moving from 20 to 10, what's the compensation you're willing to live with to move up to that spot to get your guy?
It's so tough without players involved, right? Or with players involved, because you never know how those are valued, right? I would be okay if you're truly in love. You have to be in love with making the same deal, right? Which was a first and a second and a future third. That's what it would. I would be okay. But you, Howie, you must be in love and right. Those are the two things.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. 610-632-0975.
And you know what it is, Devon. If you like someone, you'll still date around, you know? If you love someone in the deepest, deepest parts of your soul, it seems like a silly idea to be dating around, right? So you have to be in love with CeeDee Lamb to make a crazy move like that.
All right, quickly, Mel Kiper's best available are Judy, Wirfs, Kinlaw, Lamb, and McKinney.
Xavier McKinney's not the fifth best player available. Right, get out of here.
That's what he said. That's what he said.
Don't tell me that Jimmy Clausen's going to be a top flight quarterback in the league or else you'll retire.
You knew he was. You knew he was. The Jets pick is in, but we await the commissioner from his basement to let us know where the Jets and Joe Douglas go.
People are talking about San Francisco trading back. I would not trade back if I'm San Francisco from 13. I get that they don't have day two picks. I understand, but you can get somebody. You're already the best team in the league. You already are. Just get another good player at 13. You can.
And you're talking about another offensive player.
Yes.
Right? Emmanuel Sanders, you trade for him last year. He's now on the move. What do? You replace him.
That's exactly
you have him
right.
with Samuel. You give your quarterback something to work with. You have things on the offensive line. You have a running back situation there that you like, right? A little bit. And we'll see where that all goes. And once again, 610-632-0975. And we have NBA people looking like they're breaking news with the draft. I already have the pick, which is in, and I think it's going to surprise you, Tyler, the great Pat Egan.
Shams is all over it.
Yeah.
It's like the third pick that he's nailed. Yeah. How about that? All right.
Oh, man. And we want to give it out. We want to let the commissioner say his piece.
Yes.
Right? But here's the pick.
With the 11th pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Mekhi Becton, tackle, Louisville.
All right, so if you're not going to have anyone to have him throw the ball to, you keep him upright.
That's right.
And you go with another. We said it, a run of offensive tackles. So we have now seen, now with Becton, Wills, off the board,
I'm
still have Wirfs, and Thomas goes. There may be a run at some point where something falls for you for the birds at the wide receiver spot.
So the spot that you have to survive if you're going to wait, right? We said it's 15.
Mm-hmm.
You got to survive there. There are people that are saying 19, Minnesota could be a spot that you'd have to jump. That's the sweet spot for a small trade. But I'm hyperventilating, Devon.
19 is Vegas, right?
I thought it was Minnesota.
Minnesota has 22 behind the birds.
So what I'd heard is that Minnesota might try to
move
to 19
up, yes,
and
to get one of those receivers
right.
and take him away from the birds.
Yes,
right.
Absolutely right, Devon. But the reason that I'm freaking out now is because I believe in my heart of hearts, and I've said this, that Justin Jefferson's going to be really good. I think that he could be an outside receiver. I think that he can do everything you want to do. But if you're approaching gotta-have-it guy status in the next 3 or 4 picks, that's when the superhero trade happens. You know, because I'm anticipating this run on wide receivers to start here at 12 and to last until 15 or 16.
610-632-0975. Josh Rabig is producing the show. Let's check in. Ray's been hanging on a while from New Mexico. Let's see if he wants a wide receiver. Things are getting interesting here with the draft. Ray, thanks for joining us here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad there's still no wide receivers gone yet, so hopefully we can get a good one.
All right, if you want a good one, what's your preference right now since they are all available, and do you move up to get your guy?
If I would have to move up, it would be CeeDee Lamb.
I think you're in good company. I think that there's a lot of people with the Eagles that are big time into CeeDee Lamb. But you have your choice right now. Everybody on the table.
Right? They're taking offensive, defensive guys. So, and the quarterbacks, but
yep.
Now they're gone.
You feeling nervous, Ray? Are you okay? You hanging in there?
I'm good.
All right.
Well, thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. 610-632-0975. The big guy, Joe Douglas. Again, yeah. How do you save your job, right? You go, you build from within.
Mm-hmm.
In and out. Offensive lineman, protect your franchise quarterback. if we're available, we're able to get a wide receiver at some point, we'll get a wide receiver at some point, right? We'll get a wide receiver. There are plenty of them out there. Let's go get ourselves this offensive tackle right here.
Surprised at this pick, Devon. Like, because here's why. I think that he can be really, really good. Like, he has, I would argue, and I will have to talk to some people who know better than me. I would argue that potential-wise, he might have the most potential of any offensive lineman in the entire draft. But if you think that you're close and the iron strike time is here for the Jets, the other thing is that he might be half a project, like not a full project.
Well, they're still not good, so okay.
But like if Tom Brady's leaving, right, and you think that the AFC East is up for grabs,
true.
I don't buy Buffalo at all. I buy Miami way more than I buy Buffalo as a team that could potentially win the division.
Okay.
If you're the Jets and you don't want to let that happen, I'm just a little surprised, that's all.
All right, Las Vegas is on the clock.
And the pick is in.
Mike Mayock and company, Gruden, the pick is in. We are still, once again, awaiting on the commissioner. It looks pretty good in
Mayock
there, right?
Looks so cool, doesn't he? Like, everything he does, he just looks cool.
About there in Vegas?
Yeah, just hanging out.
Uh-huh, he showed the streets empty. We don't see that much. Yeah, man, but I mean, hey, why? Jaws just tweeted out, right? Ron Jaworski.
Uh-huh.
Jaws CEO, QB, Raiders love speed. Listen, he and Mike Mayock, you know.
So,
right?
There's one that we know.
Yeah.
You know this? You know what happened?
Go for it.
A thing happened. Yeah. I don't want to spoil it for anyone.
Okay.
But a thing happened.
A thing happened.
That is noteworthy. Noteworthy for
Philadelphia.
It's noteworthy.
Okay. All right. 610-632-0975. The pick is in. Here's a commish.
There are many first evers that are part of this draft, including the first ever official draft selection by the Las Vegas Raiders. And I've got it right here. So with the 12th pick of the 2020 NFL Draft, the Las Vegas Raiders select Henry Ruggs, wide receiver, Alabama.
Okay. As we just said, Jaws pointed out, the Raiders love speed.
Yes.
We've seen it before where they've jumped on guys early and they were wrong.
Yes.
With certain picks. Maybe they got this one right. The first wide receiver off the board.
I want to give credit because Tyler Zuli, I want to give him credit for originating it, but I can't give him credit for originating because one day, an early day, early in the draft process, Tyler and I looked at each other and came to the realization that Henry Ruggs would be the first receiver off the board. So I want to give Tyler the appropriate amount of respect.
Yes.
But it's half mine too.
The need for speed, they went with it. So what does that mean for the Birds? Could a wide receiver go right here?
Trade right now.
Yes, they could to the 49ers. We're going to take a quick break. Tom, hang on. We come right back. 610-632-0975. Joe Torty says trade, Birds, move up there, get your guy, because probably going to start to see a run. Jefferson might go too, so you need to get in there and get someone. This is the NFL Draft Special, Round 1, Birds at 21. Joe Torty, Devon Givens here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic. Live from the Fanatic War Room on 97.5 The Fanatic.
946, 97.5 The Fanatic. And during the break, Joe Torty, Devon Givens. Right now, Joe, the San Francisco 49ers, they were on the clock. The Buccaneers are now on the clock. But as we look at the television, it says 13 and 14.
They didn't trade up.
They did not trade up.
They didn't give up one spot. They must have given up more.
Oh.
They want to go back to back on this.
All right, let's see what happens here, because I'm very curious to see what happens. Dude, listen, they have wide receivers.
You know what it
tells
me, dude?
They have tight ends with Rob Gronkowski coming back. Do they go offense of line? Do they go defense here?
So I speculate that you have back-to-back picks because you want one of these to be a running back.
Okay.
I would bet that that's what it is.
This early.
Well, so you have to be able to justify it, right? So you take, quote-unquote, whatever the real first-round pick would be, at 13.
And then you can then take, you can a, like, take a swing.
I want it back.
And
yeah.
I'll give you this one. We had a phone call last night where a caller pointed out to us that DeAndre Swift was going to go very early.
That wouldn't shock me.
All right.
That
and I said he will not go in the top 20. I would like for him to, but he would not go in the top 20 based on everything that has been out there. I would love for it to happen. I would love to be wrong. And if he does go to Tampa Bay, good for him, because look at the spot he was now lining up to be in.
So I thought the most pro-ready part of his game was in the receiving game.
Yeah.
And to do exactly, you know, that. Oh, now, okay, so San Francisco did move back.
Okay.
One. Okay, so they just updated
all right. So will they go offensive lineman
here?
Yeah,
it's going to go offensive line.
So you want to if you pay that money for Tom Brady to come in there, you have the weapons you have.
Yeah,
you protect him.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's going to be the move, and it probably didn't cost a whole lot to move from 13 to 14. You're a fifth.
All right,
something
so
like that.
At this point, what we're looking at is when we speak about the offensive linemen that are still available. Right now, once again, Wirfs is the next best offensive lineman available. Some had him going early. Some had him going a little bit later, but right now that is an option for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to protect their franchise quarterback for 2 years of Tom Brady now joining the Bucs. 610-632-0975. Joe, we're going to have to start breaking down things with these wide receivers that are on the board, because look, CeeDee Lamb does not go here. CeeDee Lamb drops. So it's not just Judy who is dropping. CeeDee Lamb is also dropping.
Right. Exactly.
Right,
and Jefferson,
Well, Jefferson, yeah.
Some people projected him 15 to the Broncos, right? So
yes,
I don't know.
All right,
I don't know.
So what are you doing now? Are you moving up?
If I'm in love, I'm already trading. If I'm in love, I'm already trading. So like, I'm worried that any of these San Francisco, Denver, Atlanta, Dallas, I'm worried that any of those could take a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it to happen. If there's a guy that I'm in love with, Vontae Mack, no matter what, right?
Right, right.
I don't want to wait and see if Vontae Mack slides. Vontae Mack, no matter what.
No question about it.
It's a great movie.
That is a great movie.
By great, I mean like really questionable movie.
Yeah, it's still great. 610-632-0975. Just because you have
feeling?
To watch it.
How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good that they will land a wide receiver at some point. Now, we're talking about three of them.
Me too.
Right here.
I thought they'd be shut out maybe of even the Jefferson sweepstakes.
And the pick is in for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Here's the commissioner.
Thank you, Lieutenant Colonel Caldwell. And thank you to all of our service members for your courage and sacrifice on behalf of our country. The San Francisco 49ers have traded the 13th pick to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with the 13th pick in the 2020 NFL Draft. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Tristan Wirfs, tackle, Iowa.
Okay, makes sense.
Now, resident draft expert Tyler Zuli really liked Wirfs, right? As potentially a top three or four pick. Clearly, Tampa valued him in the same way. That said, we can't let this guy slide any further. Went and got him. Potentially really good value there.
All right, so San Francisco gets some extra picks for them. They still are in a good spot where they're sitting at 31. They are right here now at pick number 14 for the 49ers, and they could still select the wide receiver that has dropped to them between right now as we look at Judy.
Yep.
We also look at Lamb still available. So all the conversation, yes, about Judy and the knee, CeeDee Lamb was also supposed to be going by 13, and he's still available.
This is delicious. This is the best of all possible outcomes so far.
Okay, so listen, we are in this spot right now at pick 14. How are we looking at this for the Birds if they do not trade up to this spot? What is your preference here right now? Are you moving up for Jefferson? Are you moving up for the one that's left over between Judy and also Lamb?
Are you seeing this dude move weight?
No, because we have this big camera in front of me and I cannot see. It's
blocking
my view.
This dude's hand cleaning 450 times four. That's an Iowa record. All those dudes do is eat corn. They're all strong. He's jumping out of pool.
Is he about to lift water here?
Oh.
Too? Okay.
Oh, my heavens. Okay.
Is that why they selected him? All right.
Maybe.
Right there.
To answer your question, right?
He's an athlete.
Well, I meant your previous question about wide receivers and such, right?
No, I know.
I was actually on, after the CeeDee Lamb stuff, I actually went on a Denver radio station.
Sure.
And they wanted to discuss because they've been trying to figure out a way to trade back into 21. Like, they've targeted the Eagles spot, and they're thinking, how can we get... So the CeeDee Lamb stuff was like catnip. It was like exactly what they were
Absolutely.
Hoping to hear, right?
Sure.
If San Francisco takes a wide receiver, then I would think that the Eagles really, really want 15. But I don't know, man. Like, it's getting cheaper, isn't it? Going 21 to 15 is way better than 21 to 10.
And let's not forget, because a lot of times when we've seen these mock drafts, also, like you pointed out, Denver wants one. Well, right now you're looking at San Francisco and Denver. You can jump up to the Atlanta Falcons spot at 16 and not give up a lot to get your guy, whichever one you want.
What, a future second? Like, you know, a fourth and a future third? Like, whatever.
Right.
Like,
you just do it.
You just do whatever.
You just do it.
If you're in love.
Now, they clearly did not have to move up into the top area that we talked about.
Awesome.
And that's great for them. They keep what they have right now. Maybe have to move up a few spots. We'll see which one they go with. The 49ers are still on the clock right now after a trade with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Trying to trade back again? That'd be sick.
Are they? Yeah, like you said.
That'd be
you're
awesome.
Not just sitting there for no reason. The pick can be in. Let's go to phones quickly and go to Tom and Exton. Tom, this is shaping up to be a good spot for the Birds right now in terms of the wide receivers.
Yeah, fellas, they got to go. Okay, Lamb's going next. I don't care. We got lucky that the Raiders didn't take him. We got to get Lamb, man, and I'll tell you why, not just because he's awesome. I have a strategy for Lamb. I say they go Lamb, and you pick up a ready-to-go receiver now, steal him from somebody, trade from another team. I like DJ Moore. Steal him from Carolina because he's down and out because of what happened with Cam. Pick him up, dude. You get Lamb. You got a big 6'2 guy. And then you pair him up with DJ Moore, who's like a D-Jack type of dude. Give Carson some weapons finally. He deserves it. We got like 3-4 years tops if he doesn't get hurt. Let's go for it. And then use the next pick to go for a cornerback. That's where I'm at.
I mean, I think it's interesting, Tom. I don't know how available DJ Moore is considering they've already, you know, moved on from some wide receivers, but I wouldn't hate it.
I heard he's not happy, man. I was looking into it because I was trying to see who they could get. That would be like a legit player, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you make that pair, the big guy, small guy, it's basically like, you know, you switch out D-Jack, you get rid of D-Jack, and you get rid of, I'm having the brain fart.
Alshon Jeffrey?
Yeah, Jeffrey. So it's basically you're switching out the exact same thing for two new guys that are just brand
sure.
new, you know?
Yep.
And then you make a hard run, and then you go cornerback. Then that way you don't have to waste that next pick on another offensive, another wide receiver, man.
Yeah.
So, that's what I'm looking for, guys.
You got it, man. CeeDee Lamb for you, Tom. Hopefully they do it, man. Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. Here are the details as we wait for the selection from the commissioner for the 49ers. The details are the Buccaneers received the 13th overall selection and the 245th pick. The 49ers received the 14th overall selection on the clock right now, plus the 117th pick, Joe, in this draft. In the 2020 draft.
Not bad for both sides, right? If you get a guy that you have to have, right? And then, you know, you pick up just for one spot of compensation. Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad for anybody.
Not bad at all. Not bad
at
all.
Should we let them do this thing, or are we going to hang out? They're not even, the pick's not in, and it's at 117 on
I
the
know,
clock.
But if we go away, you know he's going to walk to the screen in his basement and let us know what happens, and you know it's going to be a wide receiver, and we need to react to it.
Yeah.
In the moment, because then what? 610-632-0975. The 49ers on the clock.
Are you more disappointed if it's Judy or Lamb?
I'm more disappointed if it's... I'm still a Judy guy. I am.
Uh-huh.
I am.
So if it's Judy,
if it's Judy here, I'm disappointed.
Got it.
And I'll take the consolation of moving up to get CeeDee Lamb, especially if he is, Joe Torti, the apple of Howie Roseman's eye. But yes, Judy for me. I'm more disappointed because now, as you just said, right, plug and play. You put Judy or Lamb, but if you put Judy with Samuel and give Garoppolo and the what they have out there in San Francisco, as you said, the best team in the NFL, not named the Kansas City Chiefs that won the Super Bowl. Look at what you're doing. And let's be honest, J- John Lynch has done a nice job as the general manager putting this team back together to be a Super Bowl contender and a Super Bowl participant from this last game that they had where the Chiefs won. He's turned things around quickly.
He has.
If it is, again, you just ask me, I'm saying I'm more disappointed if it's Judy. How about you?
I think that I'm more disappointed if it's Judy as well, because I like Lamb a lot. I do think Judy's the best guy. Yes. I think that he's the best guy in the draft. So if you have the potential to have the best guy in the draft fall to you, I mean, that's just, you can't beat it. And however,
Tyler, thumbs up, thumbs down, Judy or Judy? All right, Judy for Tyler Zuli as well.
Well, he's on the television screen right now.
Yeah, and someone just walked over and handed him something, right? Is that correct, Jerry Judy? This is a great spot for him if he does, in fact, go to the San Francisco 49ers, and we will be disappointed, okay?
Well, you said that they're the best team not named Kansas City.
Oh, because the Chiefs won.
I think they're better than Kansas City. Kansas City's got the best player. I mean, you got Patrick Mahomes. That makes way big of a difference, but if you add Jerry Judy to this mix, like, to me, the NFC's done.
And you're talking about the mix. Look at what Shanahan does with the offense.
Yeah. And the defense.
Like,
they've done a good job of building the defense, but the creativity offense is unreal.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I mean, come on. And we just said it. John Lynch has done a really good job. The pick is in. The commissioner is in the basement. I'm just going to have fun with this all night and tomorrow as well when we're doing the show. We're doing 6 to 11.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.